want you, babe, right now.
Take long.
You got the time.
Mine's worth money. Yours isn't.
Send in a bill.
I asked you a question.
You're here to answer them, not ask them.
Now, you listen to me, cop. I pay your salary.
All right, sit down. I'm going to earn it.
You already have the kind of money you make. What do they pay you to carry that badge around? 40 cents an hour?
You sit down. That badge pays $464 a month. That's what the job's worth. I knew that when I hired on. $67.40 comes out for withholding. I give $27.84 for pension and $12 for widows and orphans. That leaves me $356.76. That badge is worth $1.82 an hour, so mister, you just settle back in that chair because I'm gonna blow about $20 of it right now.
Listen, we've all been to see Yellowbeard, and we went to see it with Rodney Dangerfield's movie. What was it? Rodney Dangerfield's movie
called?
No. No. It was that Rodney Dangerfield movie. It's the first movie that he's made.
Oh, would you
okay.
Like
now, we were really disgusted with this Rodney Dangerfield movie. Shut up, Roy.
Yellowbeard
was like bad. Yellowbeard.
Like
it was great.
But really,
Yellowbeard was great because we love all kinds of sex and violence and things like that.
And pirates.
You are on 761-3330. This is David Burbank. I told you I was coming down. Here I am. Paul, you can handle it?
Yeah, I can barely handle it. I love to do these tapes with Dave, my good friend here, because it's such a challenge. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, you just came back from the bathroom yourself. You know, we all know why.
Why, Dave?
So you can start the tape with a clear head. Okay.
Okay. Wonderful. Right, okay. Anyway, this is the tape for November 13th through the 17th, 1983. And don't forget, you want to say it, Dave? Go
hey, ahead. You're on the tape for the week of... Go
November
ahead.
November
13th. What's that? To the 17th there. See, I told you. 1983.
And you're on the movie line here with Paul Mack. And don't forget, you could always write to me at Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And that's in Mount Wilson, and that's in California. Right, Dave? Hey, come on. I'm surprised you didn't bring your clan with you. I mean, what happened? You usually bring a slew of people in here and ruin the place.
I was conning someone into coming down here and ruining their reputation, but they copped out at the last minute. A bum is born.
A bum was born, and a bum is forever lost here on the movie line. And, well, we'll probably have some more bums next week. I wonder who. But anyway, let's wrap this up here for our intro, and let's get in with another bizarre tape. This is Crazy Week, right, Dave? Are you ready?
Ah, Crazy Week!
Well, anyway, I was one of the few lucky ones that got to see The Man Who Loved Women, starring Burt Reynolds, Mary Lou Henner, and a sort of other people. It was a pretty good movie. It doesn't stand up with the rest of Edward Blake's movies, but basically, it is pretty funny. But some of the sexual situations are really kind of on a ridiculous side. I mean, most of them would be that, like, you just have one girl chasing after him, like he's got so many. So this was, I guess, my exclusive report. One other question. I saw some of the, when was it, a couple weeks ago, I saw the ad for Now and Forever, the seduction, the story, and everything else. Then next week, boom, it's gone. What the devil went happening? Mr. Alan Van Nuys said he saw it in, like, Los Angeles or Orange County, but I haven't seen hide nor hair of it. Can you please tell me what is going on? You know, why it disappeared so darn fast? I never got a chance to really see it. Well, I guess I'll talk to you guys later. So, keep up the good work, Paul. Talk to you later. Bye. This is Fabricita.
Hi, this is BC from North Hollywood. And I just got to tell you all to go see All the Right Moves because it is a great, sensitive film. And Tom Cruise is a fucking babe. I mean, that is such a good film, even if it wasn't him. But if it's him, it just makes it better. And also, Eddie and the Cruisers was pretty good, but it was really built up to a terrible ending. And it was a really strange movie, but I'll tell you, go see All the Right Moves. All right, this has been BC from North Hollywood.
Well, hello, Movie Line callers, and I'm not going to say movie review because I'm privileged. I'm a phone guy.
What do you mean you're privileged and a phone guy? Oh, you got to say it just like everybody else. Now, come on. I want you to say it.
I'll say it when I'm done, but what are you doing on the line?
What do you mean, what am I doing on the line? This is my number. I can get on if I want. Wait a minute. There's somebody else breathing out there. Who's that?
Just me.
Just her. Oh, Christy, how are you? You know what? We should talk about that film we just saw last week, Bob.
No, I'm saying we did.
Yeah, we saw it last weekend. What was it? The Osterman weekend, wasn't
that
it?
That was correct.
That was a great vacation. So who wants to start first?
I'll talk about it. It was a fabulous movie. It has plenty of action,
wonderful.
James Bond, spyism, and just like a Paul Mack movie.
Uh-oh. Without the Super 8, right?
Right.
Chris, what did you think?
Well, I thought it was okay.
But I loved it, to tell you the truth. And now let's get down to what this comment is really all about. Who could say movie review five times real fast? Now, come on.
My stopwatch here. Okay, I'm going to say movie review. Go. Movie review, movie review, movie review, movie review, movie review, movie review.
Oh, okay. You got the next one in there. Was that?
Okay, well, that was 4.58 seconds.
4.5. Okay, my turn. Ready? Movie review. Oh, shoot.
Well, Paul, you're a loser.
Okay, go. Movie review, movie review, movie review, movie review, movie review. Movie review, movie review, movie review.
Okay, that was 5.28 for Paul. And
okay.
Movie review, movie. I can't do it, forget it.
Well, Paul, well, let's try. Come on.
Okay. Movie review, movie review, movie review, movie review, movie review.
How was the movie review?
That was a movie review in 5.9
who got
seconds.
It, who got it?
I won.
Only because you're the guest of honor here. All right. Well, on the whole, we did think Osterman Weekend was a good film to see, and you should spend your money. And
see the ending twice. It's very confusing.
Send to the P.O. box if you want to buy a ticket. That's $2,600. You know the rest, right? Anyway.
And I'll talk to you all next week.
Say goodbye, Chris.
Goodbye.
Movie line, movie line, movie line, movie line, movie line.
Now, come on, I can do it, really. I can do it. I really can. Movie line, movie line, movie line, movie line, movie line. Wait.
I goofed.
Wait. Come, well, let's see you do it. Come on, go for it.
Okay, if I say it right, then you'll just play it back, speed it up, right?
To talk to Mr. Dingledorf and have the day she celebrated. Have her willy silly, willy dilly, silly willy.
Fuck.
What?
It wasn't really on the line at all.
Come on, go.
What?
Movie line.
How many times?
Oh my God, that was wonderful. How did you do that? Movie line. Wonderful.
This is Dr. Linda Park, Sidewalk Surfer, with a movie review about a movie called Space Raiders.
Yeah.
Now, if you watch a lot of TV like I do, you've probably seen the commercial for this movie.
Dave,
I haven't seen it, but you're helping decide looks really stupid.
What comments are good and what aren't.
First of all,
what's good to you?
Remember a movie called Battle Beyond the Stars?
This would be okay if it was just a little faster.
A little faster?
Yeah, he seems so slow.
Hello, and I saw Richard Pryor's Here and Now, and I thought maybe that was really a good movie, but only for a certain audience. Those who really don't like really gross comedy, this isn't your movie. But if you do and you are a Richard Pryor fan, this is one of his funny movies, and I think you should go see it. Okay? Bye.
My review is on not just one movie, but all movies, all underground movies, especially ones by so-called underground movie person Andy Warhol. Well, I happen to know, but personally, that Andy Warhol has been responsible for a lot of people's deaths. Not him himself. He hasn't murdered them or anything. But he's got them onto drugs, so I don't think I'd even look at anything he's ever done, because I know he's nothing but an exploitive asshole. So I really just think that all underground movies are just there to confuse you, and that you shouldn't even worry about them. This has been Eden from Hollywood. Thank you.
I can't say too much about the movie itself, because this is, I know it's supposed to be bizarre, but what else can I say? Go see The Big Chill. This has got to be one of the greatest movies of the year. And it's about, I guess it's six, I don't remember how many people were in it, six friends from the 60s who get back together again and find out that they really left things too much. They left things too undone and shit. And it's, you ought to go see this movie. This is a great movie to go see. Go check it out. Go to your local theater. Spend $4.50. Take your favorite girlfriend, or if it's a girl, if you have your favorite boyfriend, or I'm not discriminatory. So go see this movie, The Big Chill. It is a real killer, man.
Congratulations, you're the 11th caller. You win.
I win?
Yeah.
Really?
You've reached the movie line, you know.
I didn't realize that, Paul.
Okay, great.
I haven't talked to you for... Oh,
wait, Dave, what is this man won? I'd like, hello?
Yes.
This is Paul Mack.
I know.
I'd like to know what he told you that you just won, because I didn't know I was giving anything out.
Well, he told me he was giving me your car.
My car?
Your house.
Who is this?
Ivan, Los Angeles.
Do you call the movie line?
I do.
Well, friend, you're going to hear this next week, because this is a new experiment we're doing here, and you're our first official caller to this bombardment.
Bombardment, huh?
Wonderful. Well, thanks for calling, buddy. And before we go, Dave's going to apologize for giving out my car. Right, Dave? Apologize.
You want to paint it first? By the way, this is David of Burbank. I didn't even introduce myself.
Oh, hello, David of Burbank.
How are you?
Ah, pretty good. What color is this car?
It depends. The hood or the rest of the car?
Well, what's the color of the hood?
Okay, the hood is kind of like burnt at one end and maroon at the other.
Oh, one of those cars. I understand this car's a Rolls Canarly. You know, roll down one so can hardly get up the other.
I love it! Sure, I heard it. Okay. Oh, the rest of it's kind of like a faded pale yellow, you know?
Pale yellow, huh?
Yeah. It's yours for the right word.
For the right word.
If you can say the right word.
Swordfish.
Oh, God.
Wrong.
I thought he was going to be an 11th caller and everything. He had it all together, but then he didn't say the right word.
Oh, well.
Sorry. Look, but I'll tell you what, you did get our door prize.
Oh, a door?
Yeah. It's a solid, no, it's a hollow door, that's right.
A hollow door.
And it's got teak laminate, no, it's not teak, what is that? Oh, it's paper fiber laminations, that's right, that dark brown paper fiber. And that's, it comes complete with the knockouts to put on the hinges and the hole already drilled for the knob.
Oh, hey.
So you're in good shape.
Oh, God, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome.
This is what I could have used.
Plus a free offer, a free opportunity to be on the line next week. So takes care of it.
Oh, super. I mean, I'll have to call again.
That's right. Thanks for being our first 11th caller.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Universal Pictures proudly presents a special new motion picture, Rumblefish, starring Matt Dillon as you have never seen him before.
I want you to see me when you look at me. I want you to talk to me.
Matt Dillon as Rusty James. He worships his brother.
My brother's the coolest.
Well, you're better than cool. You're warm.
So does every boy in town.
He's a prince, you know? You know what he's like? Royalty in exile. You know what I mean?
But Rusty James can't live up to his brother's reputation. His brother can't live it down. Mickey Rourke is the brother.
You know, I wish I were the big brother you always wanted.
Matt Dillon is Rusty James.
Man, me and you, we could have run this whole side of town if you just gave me a chance.
Rumblefish.
Look at me. I just want you to see me, man. I'm right here. I want you to see me.
Rumblefish.
I love you.
Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent or adult guardian.
Research, get the paper.
Got it. Go, go, go. Nice.
Look, we're talking about Rumblefish here.
We are.
What take is this now? This is number five?
Ninth take. And Christy's joining us now.
Hi,
Chris.
Hi.
How are you, Christy?
Fine.
Just dropping in, right, to talk about Rumblefish, then you're going to go to sleep, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's do it, buddy.
Here's where you can see it, Rumblefish. At the Pacific, number four, in the Sherman Oaks Galleria. The number for information there is 990-4140, and also it can be seen at the Village number two. The number for information there is 714-325-6022, and that's in Palm Springs.
Sounds good. Okay. What are you laughing at?
It's just funny.
Okay. I'll push the microphone away from me. Okay, we're talking about Rumblefish.
How was Rumblefish, Paul? I haven't seen it.
Rumblefish? I'll tell you. Wait, what?
We're
going to talk about Rumblefish. Rumblefish was a very...
Teletype machines. Where are the teletype machines?
Teletype machines are in the room. What do you mean? Where are the teletype machines?
I'm hearing teletype machines. Where are they?
Right. Where are they?
They're hidden.
Where are they hidden?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. They're in the closet. Okay. Okay, they're on that turntable right over there. Okay.
Record player!
That's a laser disc. That's printing out laser disc, and the sound is on the record, and it makes the noise to sound good on my tape. Right, Chris?
Okay, good deal.
All right, now, Rumblefish. We're going to talk about Rumblefish, right?
Yeah.
All right, Rumblefish is a very good film. However, Dave, shut up. Go somewhere else. You sidetracked me.
That's why I wanted to know how it was. How was Rumblefish, Paul?
I don't know. Let's ask Christy. Chris?
No, let's not and say we did.
Seriously. Now, you know, you fell asleep.
Yes.
Well, you know, Chris and I saw Rumblefish, and, well, what did we think of Rumblefish, Chris?
I'm sure it was good, but I was
Wait a
tired.
Minute. You're sure it was good. You were tired. Was it because of the film or what?
No, just me.
Tell us, in your opinion, what was the story about? We want to know, what was Rumblefish about?
I told you I fell asleep. You tell what it's about.
Oh, wait. Light bulb! We got to get the telephone. Wait a minute. Okay, here we go.
I've got it.
Thank you for calling the Movie Lion. Thank you for hanging up. Okay, we were talking about...
I want to tell you. We were talking about... Who, Dave, how do you deal with... I don't know. You are so good at improv. Was he a friend of yours?
Well...
See, that Dave answers the phone, and that's it. I mean, there goes my call rate. Okay. Okay, where we... We were putting Christy on the spot last time. Go ahead, Chris.
No, Paul, you...
What? Okay, Rumblefish... Now, we were talking about how good Rumblefish was, and Rumblefish was a very interesting film.
It was interesting, I admit
what,
that.
We were asking, what was it about?
The effects were very nice, and the acting was good, but I'm not... I didn't stay awake through the whole thing.
Why did you fall asleep? It couldn't have been the company you were with. Shut up, Dave. Okay, I'm going to tell you about Rumblefish. Now, I saw one from the heart, and... I saw one from the heart, which was technically brilliant. I give it a 10. I give everyone a 10 on technical brilliance. But, you know, as far as technical brilliance, what people want today is a good story. They want to be entertained. They don't want to see... They don't... Shut up. They don't want to see this artsy-fartsy stuff. So when you make a film... Artsy-fartsy. So when you make a film like Rumblefish, it gets in the way. You know, it gets the technical brilliance... Gets in the way. Fartsy, Dave. Fartsy.
Why do you say that?
Because it's artsy-craftsy. I mean, artsy-fartsy, artsy-craftsy. So, what basically... The problem with Rumblefish is that the brilliance of the art gets in the way of telling the story, so you can't pay attention to the story because the film is so technically brilliant. It just... It's like you're watching a how-to film instead of a do film. Right, Dave?
Right. I agree. That's...
Yeah.
Oh, God. Sorry. Hi. Hello, Movie Line callers. This is John OCC from the Orange County Connection.
Uh-huh.
Movie review. I can't say movie review five times.
Nope.
Anyway, I am going to try very hard to give an intelligent review on the movie Dead Zone.
Please.
I saw that last Friday. Well, I guess you'd say last Friday or whenever. I didn't see it at a theater that
I'd
had the Dolby
Friday.
System on the 70mm,
not
but
Friday, yeah.
I was a cheapo theater. But
I think it was Friday.
I kind of, you know, whatever. Anyway, I like the movie. Like I said,
Yeah, it's going to sound cliche, but what the hell? The plot is very good. I enjoyed the movie very much. Christopher Walken's character is much more pronounced than his character in Brainstorm. His co-actors all did a very good job on it.
No, Dave, this sounds pretty cliche.
Sort of cliche.
What else can I say?
Yeah, it's
whatever. Anyway, if you want to further your telephone entertainment adventures in the phone world,
please.
You can give my line a call. I don't know who would, but give it a call. It's
714-680-0894.
Anyway, this has been John OCC making a fool of myself again because I Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay, I want to tell you, you know, gang, this guy calls in every week and he leaves a comment. He's a nice guy. I feel sorry for the poor old chap. You know, he's got a brain tumor and he's dying of cancer in his left mind. No, he just doesn't.
But he's all right.
But he's all right. Yes, I love it. Christy, you know John, don't you? What do you think of John? Don't we like to humor him down here?
Alone, he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, but I mean, you know, he's.
Oh, that girl.
I tell you. No, seriously, gang, you could call his line. Why don't you do that and kind of, you know, he'd appreciate it. Just kind of humor him, you know. He thinks he runs a big thing out there in Orange County. I know he's got a little system and all, but humor the guy. He's just starting, you know.
Yeah, it's cheap, like wires strung all over the place and little car stereos and miscellaneous tape decks, huh?
I'll tell you, it is nothing like what we got down here.
Player playing teletype!
Shut up! We got wonderful circuit board and panels down here. We got a wonderful setup, right, Chris?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello, Paul, and everybody out there in movie land. Dave, North Hollywood Reporter, and how you doing? All right, I saw one of the touchiest movies tonight. And was it touchy? I saw it not just once, but twice. I couldn't resist the movie. The movie was great. And I recommend it to everybody. The movie is testament. And if Jane Alexander doesn't really get an award for this, then I think movies, entertainment does suck. Testament, I mean, it was so touching at the end, and in the middle, and everywhere. And when the mother was in the park talking to her son, I just can't talk about it. It was, I mean, one of the touchiest movies I ever seen. One of the saddest. I mean, I don't know. I can't say anything too much about it. It was just a great movie, and I recommend it to everybody. My scale from 1 to 10, I have to give this movie a definite 10. A must see. And Paul, you're right. It is a great movie. And one of the touchiest movies. You did a great job.
Jeepers, I wasn't aware of when it was that input came and when it was that the normal output came. I mean, when it was time for that. And it's Friday night right now, and I haven't seen a movie in a long time, but I think the last thing I saw was Strange Invaders. And I don't know if that's still out, but if it is, and you're wondering about seeing it, it's not bad, but it's nothing really great. And it's got kind of a traditional, kind of almost... how shall I say, archetypical aliens, you know, big eyes, no noses, you know what I mean? And, but they really pull it off well, especially when they take their faces off. And, it's got a lot of atmosphere, it's got that much going for it, but the acting is nothing to rave about. Oh well, this has been Aaron from North Hollywood. Bye.
Hello, you're live on the movie line.
I'm live?
Yeah, you're live. Who is this?
Oh, this is, Casey Neville. Hi. Who's this?
Casey Neville. This is David of Burbank. How are you?
This is Dave? I mean, this is like the Dave, really? This is like, I'm talking to you?
David of Burbank, right.
Oh, wow! Golly, geez, I don't know what to say. I know how I talk to you personally.
Well, I happen to be down live this time on the tape. You never called them out on the line before?
No, I heard about it through a friend, and I never got a chance to do it, so I thought I'd, like, check it out tonight.
How do you know about me, then, if you never called the line?
Well, your name gets around. I mean, you know, God, I heard about you all the way in Hollywood.
Hollywood, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I mean, yeah,
who are you?
I just don't believe it's you.
Well, Case, you know what the line is pretty much about?
Well, not really, like, I was just kind of like, you know, going to figure it all out because, like, my friends, like, told me a little bit about it, but you know how that goes.
So this is your first time on the line?
Yeah, I'm kind of cherry.
You're kind of cherry. So you're a virgin.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I've never called a line before.
Oh, okay. Basically, what it's about is that people call in, and they leave their comments or movie reviews relating to the movie industry or movies that they've seen pretty recently. What movies have you seen pretty recently?
This is really not... I don't do this, like, all the time, okay? I was, like, over at a friend's house, and they had, like, a video machine, you know, and so they had some rented tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw, like, three movies, and, like, one was... Bondage Classic. It was really a bomb. Don't go see it. I mean, don't even rent it. It was, you know, we thought it'd be, like, really funny. And
Bondage Classic?
Yeah, really, it was really not funny at all.
Okay.
It was just kind of real gross. Like, you know, like, pretty. But, you know, it was not really, like, cool. And then we, like, saw Emmanuel, and that was all right. That was kind of interesting.
What was that about?
This is about this chick making it with everybody. You know? It was pretty cool. I know some girls.
Oh, we're looking for some...
You know,
wait a minute here. What is this, X-rated here?
Well, yeah, actually, I saw.
Oh, this is Paul Mack.
Oh, my God. This yeah. is like you, for real. You're
oh,
the guy who did those other
flicks. I'm the... Oh, well, I don't like to brag, but, you know. Yes, well, anyway, I just wanted to basically tell you that... yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, my agent thinks so sometimes, but well, we like to talk about the cleaner films, but you could talk about X-rated films, too. That's okay.
Flash Dance, yeah. It was pretty cool.
Well, that sounds...
was great.
Well, it sounds like it was really great, but we got to wrap up our show now, and we should really be pushing off, but hey, thanks for calling the Case from the Valley, and it's been great, so I'll let you back to Dave, and we'll talk to you later, then.
Oh, like, for sure. It was so good talking to you.
Okay, we appreciate you calling in. You're going to call back more often now, right?
Oh, absolutely, for sure.
Okay, let me find out where you live when we go off the air here, okay?
Ooh, I love it, okay.
Bye-bye.
The Movie Line accepts no responsibility for loss of hearing due to high-fidelity programming broadcast over this line. And don't forget, write to The Movie Line, care of P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, zip code 91023. And don't forget to leave your movie reviews on The Movie Line every Friday and Saturday at 761-3330. Good night, and have a pleasant tomorrow. This line will repeat itself momentarily.